You're listening to SBS News.
Banks was a safe Labor seat for 40 years, but all that changed in 2013 when the seat was won by a Liberal candidate and now Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, David Coleman. The seat is one of the country's most culturally diverse, held by the Liberal National Coalition on a margin of just 1.4%. Around 44% of voters in Banks were born overseas, and with this diversity also comes a range of opinions about what matters to voters. SBS met some of those who will be voting in Banks at the next federal election and asked them what healthcare policies are most important to them.
Australia is one of the most lucky countries in the world where people can access free healthcare. Having said that, there's some issues that we need to address. And also trying to find ways to speed up the waiting list process, because the longer the waiting list, the more serious and the more detrimental to the patients who are waiting on that list.
That's Raymond. He's a university student who works part-time and volunteers for a mental health organisation. He lives with his family, who are originally from Hong Kong, and says he wants to see policies for tackling mental health.
In certain cultures, there's a stigma to mental health illnesses, which discourages people from that particular background or culture to seek help for mental health. Therefore, what I believe one of the most important things to do is to help address the cultural stigma behind that mental health. And for the government, I think that could be liaising and working with community leaders to try change the cultural perspective on mental health.
Julian, who has lived in the suburb of Oatley in Banks his entire life, agrees.
Two big issues that would face us would be, one, cancer, and that's a worldwide issue, and two, mental health.
As a swing voter, Julian says he's also keen on seeing more assistance for the aged care sector.
We know that at the age of 74, we're certainly not immortal, and within the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to note a substantial difference. I mean, we all watch the TV and watch old people being bashed up, and we say that's dreadful, which of course it is. And I would certainly not like that to happen to me. My mother went through something like that, but that was overseas.
Pauline is a financial advisor with a young family who migrated to Australia from China when she was a student. Pauline is part of the electorate's largest overseas-born community from China, which makes up 11% of the electorate, followed by migrants from Nepal, Hong Kong, Vietnam and New Zealand. Pauline says she wants her elderly parents to also be able to access the healthcare system.
I mean, for me, I'm the only child in the family. If I leave my parents behind in China, I wouldn't be able to do that. So having them here, that make me feel tremendously better. And also they can help me with children, you know, sometimes when we're at work, and they can help me to pick up the kids. So they help me out. So having the parents here and they can have access to the medical benefits, and I think that's a great thing.
Grant is married with two children and works full-time as an industrial engineer. He's lived in the seat of Banks his whole life. He wonders whether preventative care is a better investment for the government.
I think that specialist care is important, and especially if it will eventually save money by having early intervention. I'm quite happy with the way that Australian healthcare is at the moment. Australia's ageing population needs to be looked after, and I think that the government needs to have good policies and spend a little bit more money to make sure that everything is done properly.
But Bennett, who works for a top financial institution, has concerns over Australia's ageing population. He wonders how the parties will be able to continue to fund them.
Life expectancy has increased, so it's like, well, how do you sort of support that? Where, like, in terms of like sort of our generation, it's like, you know, where is our tax money going to go? Because you have a lot more people going to retire, and it's just like, well, how are you going to sustain that? But I think that starts with like where are you putting so much money, like these big bucks in infrastructure to support that.
Mother-daughter duo Julia and Alex have lived in Banks their whole life. Julia says aged care and immigration policies will be important to her at this election.
Well, aged care is important, obviously, you know, to caring for my mum. She's lucky enough that she can stay at home and have carers come in, and I'm just nearby. But there's so many people who can't live at home, who don't have the family support, who will end up in an aged care facility. And as has recently been revealed, the standards are very, very low.
Julia's daughter Alex will be voting for the first time in a federal election. Another young voter, 22-year-old Sarah, says she's concerned about the general cost of healthcare.
It's really hard to find somebody who bulk bills, and if they do, they're not your regular doctor, they don't really understand your issues or why you're obviously visiting them. So I go to the same doctor who bulk bills, but for me, I need to book like 4 weeks in advance. And if I'm sick, that's really difficult. And then I have to go to another healthcare professional, and then they are not so keen to prescribe me similar medication. So I think we need to go back to potentially making everyone bulk billed or 50%.
From the former Soviet Union, Natalia migrated to Australia with her family as a 16-year-old. She agrees with Sarah in that she finds it's difficult to find a bulk billing doctor.
If you're lucky enough that you have had a doctor for many, many years and he's still bulk billing, consider yourself very lucky.
At this election, she's also keen on seeing more policies to assist with healthcare wait times. She's concerned the wait times are having a detrimental effect on Australia's economy.
People need access to health, and a lot of times that has a crucial point where having taken care of their health, they then have an ability to get their feedback on the ground and get jobs. At the moment, I know one particular gentleman who is waiting for his legs to be operated on because he can't stand for prolonged periods of time. He's really keen to get a job, but because he's waiting for public system, he said at least another 3 months.
Former clinical nurse Hardeep, who moved from the United Kingdom to Australia in 1984, believes low hospital staffing levels has a huge role to play in that issue.
Poor patients, you know, if they don't have the relatives and to go and feed them and help them. Nurses do help, there is no doubt about it, you know, they're great. Everything is great. Just we need more staff in the hospitals and the nursing homes to save people's life and give a good care, standard of care to them.
The electorate is also home to many people whose parents were born in Lebanon, Greece and other parts of Europe. Italian-Austrian couple Isabella and Engelbert came to Australia from Europe in the 1960s with a plan to stay in the country for a couple of years. 50 years later, the couple is happily settled in Australia. They're also relatively happy with Australia's healthcare system.
My time is mostly babysitting with my grandchildren. And
now.
I go to Tai Chi in the morning.
I'm now 76, I'm still going to work.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
You know, I feel fine, I feel healthy and everything, so.
What do you think about Australian politics? Have your say by sending a 30 to 60 second video to australiastreet@sbs.com.au with your name and electorate. We will post a selection of your videos on the SBS News website. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.